Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome back to the Good Night Dad podcast. Today is episode 19. We're excited to be here and glad you're listening. Today we're going to be talking about the MCA difference. What we mean by that is the qualities, or even I like the term measure, of our students and those that we're producing. Got a guest with us today that we'll introduce in just a second. But just to start in way of an intro, I dropped off our eighth grade son at junior high basketball practice, 6 o'clock in the morning this past week. They were actually going to be scrimmaging the JV team, and they were excited about that, and he wanted me to come watch. And so everybody comes in, probably 35 to 40 junior high boys come in, drop their backpacks, phones, everything, and I had to leave a little early. On the way out, I looked down, and not only are there about 35 to 40 $500 phones sitting on the ground, but on top of one phone, just completely out in the open, is what looked like two $20 bills, just folded like mom had just handed it to him for lunch that week. And man, it just struck me, somebody needs to tell that kid not to leave his money out because it's going to get stolen. And I really felt a quick check in my spirit, and I believe it to be from the Lord, that no, they don't. And the difference is an MCA difference. And I think that's what we're going to be focusing on today. I can think of no greater compliment for these young boys, not just for getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and being good guys. They have no fear that that money would be stolen because they trust each other. And they trust each other because of the character that they have and exhibit, what's been taught, what's been learned, and what's been modeled. Brandon, where are we going today?
We're going to talk today about what you were just sharing about. Just what is it that MCA is trying to produce and develop? What do our graduates look like? What do the MCA students look like? What's their character, their skill set, perhaps, that they acquire while they're at the school? That's, I guess, some of the larger vision that we're going for today. And to help us share that is an MCA dad and somebody that I have a lot of respect for, and that's Cliff Coleman. Cliff is a neighbor of mine. I've known him since we moved into our house. They live across the street. As he's come to MCA and sent his sons to MCA, and as his wife has worked some at MCA, I've gotten to know their family more and more. And the more I know, the more I'm impressed, and just have an utmost respect for Cliff. Today, what we'd like to do is just invite him to share what is it that he sees about the MCA difference and allow him to share his story, because he is a rock star dad in Good Night Dad podcast terms. The two goals that I have is to put Cliff in front of you guys as a model of someone who's doing a lot of things right, and then also let him share what he sees the MCA difference is. Cliff, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me this morning. Appreciate the opportunity to get to come and share some time with y'all. I'm humbled that you would be so kind in your introduction. I don't think rock star dad is the term that fits me, but I'll take that. Thank you very much.
How about cross country dad?
Yeah, that's better.
Cliff, would you mind just telling some of your story about what brought your family to MCA?
Well, when we made the jump over to MCA, a good friend of ours, the Kerrigans, had already moved their boys over, and Danny and Amanda have been friends of ours for years, and we knew them, so started hearing and learning about the school through them. And then I got my very first intern that summer. I was working for EOG Resources, and it was Heath Posey, Kathy Prescott's son. And just getting to know Heath and getting to be around him and spending the summer with him, you know, we were already thinking about sending our boys there. And it was like a summer-long sales pitch for MCA, not just the things that Heath would tell me about the school, but just the way he carried himself, the way he acted, and just seeing the end product. And I thought, if that's how my boys are going to be when they're finished with high school, I want that. That coming school year is when the boys started over at the grammar school. They spent the rest of their school career there.
How old were your boys when they first started coming? What grades did they join?
Chandler was in third grade, and Colby was in first.
Okay.
When they started.
Early, but not right at the get-go.
Not right at the beginning.
How was that adjustment?
It was a full family adjustment for sure, because going from public school to the grammar school, it required way more parental involvement, not just from Anna on the home days, but from us all. It was a full family adjustment. It was tough. That's something that all the young parents need to know if they make that transition. Those first 6 months, it's going to be tough, and there's going to be more input from you required, and every minute is very much worthwhile. It's funny that something I like to say is, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be different. Anything that is worthwhile is going to take effort. It was a lot of adjustment on our family, and because you had to participate. It was great. So all the new folks coming in, I'll tell you, that first year, especially the first 6 months, it's going to be tough. But that's what makes MCA great, is it is hard and it's worth it. What you get in the end, the education your kids get, the character that it builds, it's worth all that effort.
When you first came to MCA, did you count the cost ahead of time? Did you count it in the midst of the hard?
Probably more in the midst of the hard, because sometimes you just don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
And, you know, we knew some people over there, and we knew how it was set up and, you know, how it's supposed to work. And it doesn't sound like that big a deal. Oh, they'll go to the grammar school half the time, and they'll be home half the time. And next thing you know, you're helping with assignments and you're grading assignments, and you're having to learn stuff to teach them because you either didn't know it or you forgot it, or it's like, how am I going to express that to, yeah, you know, to my kids? And didn't count the cost ahead of time, but we knew that we wanted something different, in that we were willing to put the effort in for our boys to have something different, but sure didn't know what that would look like ahead of time.
Well, what was it that made you decide, hey, this is worth it, that the heart is worth it in the midst of it? Because that's something that I think is pretty rare.
Part of it was being around kids that had made it through and seeing the end product and thinking it's going to all pay off in the end. Part of it is anything that's good or worthwhile normally takes a lot of effort. Most microwave food doesn't taste good, but most stuff cooked in the crock pot is spot on. Taking time and effort to get something is normally the end product is very much worthwhile, worth the effort.
Some of what I hear you saying is you put the vision, what does this look like at the end, not what's happening right now?
Yes.
Because if the focus had been what's happening right now, it would have been more of a, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to see that when it's hard, and it's hard on you and it's hard on them, and you're like, oh. But the end result is worth it when you get to see them stand up there and give their oral, or you get to see them engaging others and serving other people without any prompting from you. It's just kind of who they are. You have this whole community around you helping you grow your kids. The end result of our boys are not what Anna and I have done. It's what the greater community has helped make them into. The tutors, the relationships they have with them are every bit as influential on who they become as anything that we did.
So Colby's in his senior year.
He is.
And Chandler's in his second year at college.
That's right.
Speak about Chandler just a little bit. And I, for those of you who don't know, Chandler Coleman, in my opinion, kind of set the mark for what the senior oral is supposed to be as far as just presentation, comfort level, rhetoric, understanding, philosophy. I mean, just all of it. As Chandler's dad, how do you see the MCA experience benefiting him and as a second year college student?
When Chandler went off to John Brown University, and when he went off to school, we sent him off with a confidence that, hey, he's ready for this, because academically he 100% was. And I say that not because I think, oh, Chandler's really smart. He already knew how to learn, how to study, how to put the effort in to work through something that was hard. And the structure of MCA had set him up for success there, because he knew how to handle personal freedom, budget his time, and have a schedule and prioritize things and do that, because he learned how to do it in high school and not his first year of college. It wasn't like the first time that he ever on his own with his time.
Well, specifically regarding Heath, was that his name?
Heath Posey.
Can you give some specifics about either what he shared or what you just saw in him specifically that really triggered, this is really something we need to look into?
It was the priorities that he had, his comfort level. He was extremely comfortable in his own skin. He knew who he was, knew who he wanted to be. It was funny, at EOG, the interns in their field internship, they come and they work for a production foreman all summer long, and then they have a project at the end they present to management. my time there at EOG, I ended up having five different MCA kids.
Oh, wow.
As my intern. I had them progressive years. It was really neat. Always at the time for the presentation at the end, they always stood out because they knew how to engage authority. They knew how to give a presentation. They knew how to speak in public. They knew how to put a presentation together and share the knowledge that they had gathered. Not only did they know how to learn, they knew how to express it, and they were extremely comfortable in that setting. It was such a marked improvement over the kids that hadn't had that exposure. Not that the other kids didn't do well, but the MCA kids stood out. Not just to myself, but everybody there, you could see the difference.
So the company itself was obviously aware of the difference.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Pat Tower, his son, Matt or Bernie, was an intern there when I was still working in the field. Got to spend a couple of weeks with him. There was some MCA influence there. And it was just really neat, really tell the difference in the MCA kids versus, you know, the others.
That's reaching way back to Matt Towers.
That's right.
Among the things that we're trying to do at MCA is our end goal is not to create the smartest student in the room. We don't mind that if that happens, and we're not going to be ashamed of that if that occurs. But that's not what our goal is, and often that's not the case with MCA students. I mean, the big thing that we're trying to produce is a lot of what you saw in those EOG interns, and that's a character, godly character that is not afraid of hard work, that has integrity and honesty, students and people, citizens, that can face adversity and enjoy life as they go on. And I think one of the reasons that MCA fosters that is and helps students do that is because we give them the opportunities to experience that while they're in school. We give them adversity. We give them the opportunities to make their own choices and then live with the consequences. And sometimes they get to enjoy the sweetness of those consequences, and sometimes they get to face some of the bitterness of it. But our end goal is not to just create the smartest person in the room. And also with this too, with a fair bit of humility, that's not to say people that don't go to MCA can't get this elsewhere, but MCA, that's what our focus is. We can't guarantee results. I don't want this podcast to come across as, hey, if you send your kid to MCA, they're going to go have the character of George Washington. It's a faith project, and you had hopes and you had aims for your sons when you first came to MCA and said, I want my kids to look like these MCA graduates. Mm-hmm. And that's what got you through those hard moments. But at the same time, you had no guarantee that that was going to come of it. And I'm sure there's times along the journey that you may have thought, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And as a tutor that invests in students in the classroom and gets to watch seventh graders grow into seniors and sometimes see students leave MCA for various reasons and is invested in that. I mean, there's times where I can lose heart. What am I doing? This isn't working. Mm-hmm. And then later on, see the fruits of those seeds that were grown. It's everything in kind of due season. It is a faith project. It's not a guarantee that certain results will happen. MCA is kind of like Proverbs. It's kind of how you bet them. It's not a guarantee mm-hmm. in the end results.
A distinction that I see, just listening to Cliff, his account for what struck him about MCA and them getting here, sending your kids to MCA, I think there needs to be a distinction. Just sending your kids to this school certainly doesn't guarantee any results. If you decide as a family that we're going to go do MCA, guarantee is probably too strong a word even for me to use, but it certainly increases the odds of that success. And Cliff, tell us a little bit about your cross-country coaching experience and how that correlates with the MCA culture, I mean, for your family, your kids, and cross-country.
One thing about MCA is part of the structure of the school requires full family participation. You don't get to just send your kid to MCA. It requires participation from the parents on several levels. That's what makes it great, because you don't get to say, well, they didn't do a very good job with my kid. Well, it's not their job. You know, it's you're involved with it, you know, not only at home, but at school. And that's the great part about MCA, is being involved. Cross country is something very dear to my heart. And it's been a way that I've been able to engage in the school a little bit more. I picked up running a few years back as something that I enjoyed doing. And then when Joel Davis left the cross country program, there was a void, and Andy was a trooper and stepped in one year and kept it together, and they needed a coach. My boys were running. I liked to run. I thought, well, I can get up, send kids out running. Volunteered to be the coach. It's definitely transformed into something way more than that for me. It was a way to to be involved in my son's lives, in the lives of so many other kids. And next thing you know, when you're up at the school, it was different. You knew the kids differently. The kids are so great to be around because they're willingly waking up and showing up at 6 a.m. to run around out in the dark, do workouts that are really hard. And not all of them are there to be the fastest cross-country runner. They're all there for different reasons. In sport at MCA, to me, has a different context to it because it's about learning things. It's about learning who you are. It's about learning how to be a team and how to work through hard things on your own and persevere. And I would encourage anybody to come out and do that. I think there's a spot for everybody, but especially the sixth graders coming in as seventh graders. If you want to know somebody when you're at the upper school and want to be engaged on the first day, come and run cross country because you're going to know everybody from your class up to a senior's first day of school. You already have some contacts and yeah. some context there. And plus, it's just a great way to get involved and you'll hopefully learn a lifelong love of running from it too.
I'd like to just add three takeaways, three patterns of success that I see students that tend to do well beyond MCA, whether they finish and graduate or they go to a different school at some point. And those three things are parental involvement, like you said, Cliff. When you come to MCA, it's not just send your kids to MCA. You enroll at MCA as mm-hmm. a parent, and that's true from the grammar school through your senior year. Being involved and engaged and finding ways to get engaged is paramount. And I'd say that's the single biggest factor. Second, and it's a distant second, but still significant, and that's students that go hang out in teachers' offices and go to the tutors' offices and go spend time with the staff at MCA. Because if they're trying to hide things or be mischievous, they tend to not want to come to those offices. But what they're really doing when they come is they're seeking help, whether that's academically or they're just trying to see something in teachers that they want for themselves. And so they're trying to emulate the virtue and the character that they see in the staff. Students that are willing to go seek help and go spend time with the staff is another key indicator on that. And then the last thing is just being willing to ask questions and ask for help. One of my favorite stories was from a MCA graduate early on. They went off to college and everyone was like, okay, how are you doing in college? Because they were going to a prestigious university and they did fine. And one of the things that their dad said is, well, one of the keys to success is they just go and ask the professors questions or ask for help because they don't know any better because they think that's just the way life's yeah. done. One of those is specific on parents and incumbent with dads is just be involved and be engaged. And that makes such a humongous difference in your child's life. And then the second is encouraging your kids to come spend time with the staff outside of class. And then a piece of that is being willing to ask questions and ask for help and say, hey, would you clarify this? Cliff, I really appreciate the influence you have at MCA. You've run your race well, but the end is definitely in sight with Colby getting ready to graduate. And I really appreciate all that you've done to invest at MCA. And then also in my boys and letting them just come across the street and climb the great oak tree. So thank you for joining us this morning, and thanks for listening to this podcast.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.